You're listening to Susie Radio with myself, Christine, and today I'm talking to Nero, who's out and about. Are you in London, Nero?
I am, yes indeed. How are you?
I'm really, really good. It's good to catch you because I know you're a busy guy. Obviously, the ace guitarist from King Lizard, who are coming to Red Hill next Saturday for the Hellfire Club. I'm really looking forward to that. Have you not been to the Hellfire Club before, I don't think?
I've not been there yet, and we all are very looking forward to that gig. We're having a lot of correspondence online about it, so
yeah,
it's going to be a really good gig. I mean, in terms of turn up and all that kind of stuff.
It is a good venue. The acoustics are good, the atmosphere is good. So you started off the band originally with Flash. How did you two actually meet?
The definition of originally is a bit weird in this case, because I always felt that when I joined the band, that's when King Lizard really became the King Lizard that Flash always had in mind when he first started this journey. As far as I know, and I'm pretty sure that I have accurate information, he and Sky, the original drummer, kind of teamed up in school or uni or whatever when they were 19 or something like that and started the band. When 2005, I think, I was working in a local bar in Camden, and they had a gig across the road. Flash and his original lead guitarist.
Oh, okay.
They walked in, and I was like, hey guys, you're in a band? And they were like, yeah, come check me out. I was playing in a different band at the time.
Yeah, Skin Tight Jaguars, is that the one?
Yeah. And it was already not kind of working out. So, you know, kind of naturally, you kind of feel, oh, I want to go check out these guys. There were a lot of bands in London these days, even more than they are now. Like a lot of glam and rock bands, a lot of wannabes. At first sight, I just said to myself, yeah, who the hell are these guys? But, you know, Flash looked really cool, and I was like, I'm going to take my break at 7:30 so I can pop across the road and check them out.
Okay. He does look cool. I'm looking forward to seeing. Flash, is that his real name? Sounds very much like a stage name.
Well, that's for me to know.
Let's create a little bit of mystery here. We like that. He's Flash and he is called Flash, so we do like that a lot. So your debut album was released in 2010, Viva la Decadence. I do like your title track. I've heard quite a bit of King Lizard actually on Susie, but I do like that track. And then you got The Nightmare Living the Dream. So you're happy with that one. In Geeks Unleashed, it got voted second only to Muse's Second Law album, which is a terrific album. So that's good.
That's really good.
And they called it pure gold dust, full of catchy sing-along, snappy lead guitar riffs and pounding hard rock rhythms. They did compare it to Appetite for Destruction from Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, well, it's good, and it's, well, I guess it's good, actually, yeah. But, you know, we're always trying to think that we're not just trying to copy.
No, you are original.
Yeah, I mean, if I wanted to do that, I'd just go full-time with Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. You did used to play with them, didn't you, the tribute band, a while ago?
Yes, and also lately I've been, you know, I'm kind of a fill-in. Me and Gavin are really, really good friends, and I think that what they're doing is really cool, you know. I mean, if you're going to pretend, you better do it the right way.
Yeah,
and if you've ever seen Gavin, or as I like to call him, Axel Pose, doing a really, really good job. So, yeah, I would say that, of course, we're all influenced by that band, because we all grew up on that band, and we think it's a great band, but we all come from a lot of different kind of backgrounds as well, musically, at the same time. So, you know, where our bass player might have been more into, you know, stuff like Mother Love Bone or stuff like that. You know, I came from a lot of metal, actually. I'm a metalhead.
I can see that.
The guitar, you know, give me Zakk Wylde, give me Dimebag, Megadeth.
Yeah, the Choose of King Lizard, they do go from like quite heavy metal to your ballads. So yeah, that's a nice contrast for a gig as well. I know you're selling out gigs already. You sold out the Borderline in July. What was the 100 Club as well like to do?
Yeah, 100 Club was excellent as well, and the Borderline. I mean, actually, all these years we never played the 100 Club before. I mean, I've played it, you know, session for some bands or whatever, but like with King Lizard, we've never done it, and it was like something that a lot of people were going like, why this never happened? So, you know, when it happened, it was really good, because that's kind of a, you know, it's not a sleazy, but it's like kind of a...
Yeah, I love the 100 Club. There's just something about it. I think because of its history, you know, I know you're trying to get into Sonosphere, so hopefully, maybe next year, and Download as well, maybe?
Yeah. Well, on the management side of things, we've really upgraded ourselves this year with... possibly the best manageress that we've ever worked with. So
okay.
She's doing a great, fantastic job. And
What's her name? We can give her a mention.
Yeah, her name is Nicole Cole. She's an artist. She's a well-known artist. And due to the nature of her ability to network and her existing reputation, she knows a lot of people in, you know, that could possibly help us collaborate with us. And so far, really great results. So that's all I can say about Michal.
No, that's really good. It's good to have good management. That's important. But you've got to have the product. I love your sound. I think there is something special about it. Your song, just to hear you say it, that's my favourite at the moment, because I know your video's not been out long for that. That's the one that I'm going to be looking forward to hearing live. So who writes the songs?
First of all, thank you very much for the compliment. Yeah. It means a lot. Just so you know, I think Flash would agree with me on this one, and I'm pretty sure that the rest of the guys. The ballad, I mean, that's what we do this for. You know, I mean, we love rocking out. Don't get me wrong. I do not want to do a show without songs like Hair of the Dog.
Viva Decadence, like, and stuff like that.
The ballad is where you really feel that you're getting something out of your system, where you really have to put your minds together. And just to hear you say, the song is very precious to all of us. I mean, we also had in the first album, we had Not For Me. And that's the good stuff, I think. That's the stuff that, you know, we, my mates sent me a text at 4 a.m. saying, you know, after they broke up with someone 2 weeks ago, and they're sending me a text saying, dude, that song is like, oh my God, it talks to me so much, and it's a great song, and the greatest song in the world, et cetera, et cetera. That's the stuff, you know, I mean, it's the same, if you think about Pantera, one of the most rocking metal bands ever, but, you know, Cemetery Gates, what a ballad.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, so it's kind of the hardest stuff to do, but when you pull that off, I mean, writing-wise, you were asking about writing, sorry, I was sidetracked.
But, that's okay.
Writing, I mean, the current formation is just one guitar, so it's just me and Lee.
Yeah.
Strings, which is all the melody and the harmony, and of course on top of all of that, Flash. And Flash writes a lot of piano as well, and he writes a lot of riffs on guitar as well. He just doesn't perform that usually, and it's not something that happens all the time 100%, but usually one of us will come up with a riff. It will usually be me or Lee, because Lee used to be a singer and a bass player in his own band before he joined our band.
Okay.
So, you know, he's kind of a singer-songwriter as well, and one of us will bring a really tasty, kind of juicy riff, and we'll try and build a song around it, but it has to, you can't force this stuff, there's no ego in the band, like, if you bring a riff and people are not into it, they just, you don't feel it, but when we all feel it, or Flash is going like, oh my God, man, you just hit the spot, I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll just record this to you for 3 weeks. See if you can come up with something, put on that. That's kind of how it works. But wherever it comes from, and that's the most important thing, I think, in a band, wherever it comes from, it doesn't matter. What matters is where it goes to, and it always ends up with four of us in a cheap rehearsal room, just not even talking. Just keep playing it until it just kind of starts to feel good, and then we're like, that's it.
I've got the bands for this Saturday at the Hellfire Club. It's Hammerjacks and Guns of Anarchy there. There you go. Those are the ones that will be supporting you, because, of course, you're headlining. It's going to be a great night, and I will look forward to seeing you and meeting you so much. King Lizard, I've been playing. It's been on my list. I've seen you round and about thinking I've got to get to a gig. And then there you are, 10 minutes down the road from me. It's just perfect.
If Chrissy doesn't come to the show will come to Chrissy.
Yeah, thanks for arranging that. That's good. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me. And we'll see you all on Saturday, 16th of August, at the Hellfire Club in Red Hill.
No problem. I'm looking forward to see you guys. Until then, rock on and come to the show. We're going to have a drink together, all right?
Yeah, definitely.